And our next conversation deals with drugs, but not of the kind that we just bust at the OR Tambo Airport. No, in fact, we're talking about those that you're able to consume legally, safely, and in your home or in your own private spaces. You'll recall we had a conversation with 3C, the Cape Cannabis Club, about a week ago, and they created this membership club in which you can pay a monthly fee and you can have seeds and or buds delivered to your home. At a monthly membership fee to consume at will. And they spoke about how, you know, we've gone through everything with a really strong set of attorneys, Schindler's attorneys. Well, one of the partners at that particular firm, Paul Michael Keichel, is joining us today to help us unpack the details on the private purposes, cannabis for private purposes bill that has finally been published on the back of the allowance, giving us some detail on the parameters that govern how you can consume cannabis. Paul Michael, thank you so much for joining us here on Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you today?
Good morning, Refilwe. I'm very well. Thanks for letting me join you.
Of course. It's so rare to have, you know, like a thing we can enjoy under lockdown. I mean, this is not my mine of choice, but I mean, so a lot of people, I think, feel very relieved. So help us understand whether we're naughty or not, or how we are naughty or nice, according to the details of the bill.
No, absolutely. I think the first thing to recognize about the bill is that obviously there was this judgment of September 2018 of the Constitutional Court, which said that the personal private use, possession and cultivation of cannabis or to prohibit those things in South Africa was unconstitutional. And the Constitutional Court, as it normally does, gave Parliament 2 years to put in place reactive legislation to regulate how a person may go about those or exercising those human rights. And this bill is the first attempt at those or at that piece of reactive legislation. So that's what we're looking at today.
Okay. And of course, that ability to exercise my human rights must be with some consideration on the protection of someone else's.
Well, absolutely. I mean, in a sense, the Constitution actually creates a very libertarian society. It says that you have all of these rights, you have all of these freedoms, but you can only exercise those things until you start stepping on the toes or invading the rights of the other citizens of the country. So absolutely correct. Another important thing is that the Constitutional Court didn't tell Parliament that they had to create a cannabis industry. All that they had to do was to allow for the rights that were determined in terms of the judgment. So if we are going to see a full-blown cannabis industry, as people are calling for, that is something presently which remains in the hands of Parliament. That's a decision that needs to be made by our duly elected officials.
Gotcha. Okay, so for now, what constitutes a private space? When do I start infringing on somebody else's space?
All right, well, this is a great thing that they're actually locking down what is a private space. The general definition of private space talks about any space public not have access to as a matter of right. So one could contemplate a variety of things, a private function, a private home, or anywhere that you couldn't just walk into without entry as a member of the public. That would constitute a private space. They have also narrowed it down a little bit. You know, you can't be in your private space with big clouds of smoke billowing out of your windows and disturbing your neighbors or disturbing people who are walking past on the street. So the definition of a private space is a little bit more new than we would have expected, but it does account for the way in which cannabis is often consumed, which is to smoke it.
Okay, so let's do a little quick round of, you know, like a lightning round. My car.
Your car hypothetically would be a private space, but if you sat in your driveway and you consumed cannabis, that would be fine. Possibly even if you were, although it doesn't talk about this specifically, possibly even if you were in a parking lot somewhere and you smoked it and that smoke didn't escape your car, you could say it's a private space. But what the Act does in fact, or the bill, if it does come into law, would effectively do would be to create a crime in terms of the Traffic Act, which is if you are driving under the influence of THC or cannabis, or in fact, if you are under the influence of cannabis and you are behind the wheel of a vehicle. So even if the car is turned off and you're sitting behind the wheel of a vehicle, that would be an offence in terms of the law, because obviously you can't operate heavy machinery if you're under the influence of something which compromises your ability to operate that heavy machinery, because then you're putting other people at risk.
Paul Michael, my small bachelor flat in a very high-rise building, it's winter. I refuse to go down 15 floors.
Well, you know, if you could pull it off and the smoke didn't disturb your neighbors, then yes, that would be a private space. You could even grow the cannabis in that small bachelor flat if you had the green fingers and the space to do it. So you could grow it, you could consume it, so long as you didn't infringe upon the rights of others.
Let's say my body corporate says our rooftop of the whole building counts.
Is that private? Well, you see, what you would have to do then is you would have to look at other nuances in the Act. You know, for example, they create an offence that says that you're not allowed to consume cannabis around other adults who don't consent to it, or around children.
Right.
So if your body corporate were to say that the rooftop space is only for those who are desiring to smoke cannabis, well, then sure, that would be a private space. If, on the other hand, you know, it was a family here and people might be going up there with their kids, or people who are not sympathetic to cannabis might be going up there, then it would be difficult to say that that's a private space.
Like the pool, for example, in a complex. You mentioned a function. I think that's where I started thinking, because I was like, okay, well, you know, you don't have a VIP armband to come in here, so that means that this is a private space. And you were saying that could constitute a private space. But I was just curious. Is that something that's upholdable?
Yes, I believe it is. I mean, if for example, you had a strict filtering requirement at the door, and you were to alert everybody that once you go past this point, or once you go through this door, you're going to be around people who consume cannabis, do you consent to that? Well, then that would be a private space, because it's not that you're allowing any member of the public to walk in without a barrier to entry. The barrier to entry is asking them if they are happy to go inside and be around other people who are consuming cannabis.
So, Paul Michael, now we've established what is private spaces. How much are we allowed to have in our possession in those spaces? Because it's limitless.
Yes. Remember that this isn't law yet. So everything that I tell you now is still open to public comment. It's still open to challenge. And a lot of people are going to say that the amounts that the bill talks of are arbitrarily low. It reflects a complete misunderstanding of cannabis use, for that matter, even private cannabis use. We're not even talking about commercial. But if you look at Schedule 3 of this bill, if anybody has it in front of them, you're looking at unlimited seeds and seedlings. They talk about 4 flowering cannabis plants or cannabis plants equivalent per adult person. So that's the full-sized cannabis plant that's in full flower and is going to give you the dacha that you want to smoke. They talk about 8 flowering cannabis plants or cannabis plants equivalent per dwelling, which is occupied by 2 or more adult persons. Now, that sort of thing could be open to challenge. I mean, if there are, for argument's sake, 8 young bachelors who have decided to share a house together, why is it that they are limited to 1 plant each, whereas if they lived on their own, they could have 4 plants each?
It appears
a little bit arbitrary. It talks about 100 grams of dried cannabis or cannabis equivalent, or 600. There are various, I mean, we could go through it in depth, but it's all there in black and white. Mm-hmm. The point is that what the Constitutional Court did is they said, well, you are allowed to use and possess cannabis privately, but we decline, as the justices of the Constitutional Court, to put an upper limit on that.
Gotcha.
We leave that to Parliament. Parliament has now stepped in and they have proposed an upper limit. There are going to be a lot of your listeners who are cannabis smokers who are going to say, no ways, you're not going to restrict my rights to grow cannabis plants. Well, then the answer to those people is that when this bill is put out for public comment and public participation, involve yourself in that process. You need to say, you haven't accounted for this, you haven't accounted for that, this is why you can't pass this into law without a few tweaks here and there.
Thank you so much. We will encourage them to do so. Paul Michael Kagel is a partner at Schindler's Attorneys. Thanks so much for that perspective.